From the Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. The California Department of Food and Agriculture has implemented import restrictions on cattle from premises with confined or suspected cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza. The move comes as ag officials acknowledge the H5N1 virus has spread between cows, affecting dairy herds in six states, prompting calls to minimize dairy cattle movement. Dairy cattle entering California from states with infected cattle must be inspected by a veterinarian within 7 days of shipment. McKinsey & Company research reveals a vast majority of American farmers have an understanding of sustainable farming and show a positive outlook for its future. Adoption of practices is correlated with perceived return on investment. Practices that require only behavioral changes, such as reduced or no-till, have the highest adoption levels at 68%. Despite the perceived benefits of sustainable practices, farmers expect cost to remain high. Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee proposed putting the government on the hook for a larger share of the policy premiums at the highest coverage level. The plan, called the Farmer Act, would inject $4.2 billion over 10 years. Premium support for revenue and yield protection at the 80% coverage level would rise from 68 to 77%. AFBF President Zippy Duvall says the Farmer Act will make higher coverage more affordable.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.